Here's why people are angry with Costco. They are removing, and I confess, I didn't even know they had this because I'm not a coffee person, but apparently many Costcos have provided free coffee grinders for members to grind their coffee beans before heading to the checkouts for years.
Grocery stores do that.
I never have been. I'm not a coffee person, but do you buy the beans and grind them yourself?
God, no. I'm a simple man. I want it done for me.
I always felt like that's a lot of trouble.
My wife used to.
Is it better? Is that why?
People say it is.
I suppose it's a slightly fresher because you literally grind the bean and then you put it into the hot water.
Mm-hmm. I always thought of it as a rich person. You know how I judge food and money?
Yeah.
I always thought people who bought whole bean and did it at home were rich because they could afford to.
You have the machine.
A coffee grinder at home.
At home.
They had the time.
But it's like a size of a thermos. It's tiny.
And it's easy.
Yeah.
It gets
It takes 5 seconds.
So at certain Costcos, I guess most of them, they had coffee grinders where you could buy the coffee bean and grind it yourself and then buy it up at the...
Yeah, I don't get that from Costco.
I was surprised they had it, but they've taken them out.
I'm surprised they're taking them out.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
well,
I think they should leave them in.
Here's the reason. And Costco, now a lot of people are going online, but
I want to grind my beans.
Where's my bean grinder?
Unless people were grinding other things.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
See,
that's why we can't have nice things.
It's the Costco customer's fault.
Yeah.
Yep. Nuts.
Yeah, look in the mirror then.
That's what a lot of, they're saying, look, blame your own members and your fellow members who put all sorts of disgusting
toys,
plastics.
Body parts. Please don't say body parts.
I hope not.
Boy, if you tried to grind your peen now, that's bad news. You remember the guy who put his peen in a vacuum cleaner and didn't realize it had a small blade in there and cut off the tip. Many people went online to...
Hold on, let me write that down.
Now, Biggie, what you want is you want a pool because their vacuum system doesn't have teeth.
All right.
You can get that valve off on the underneath the water line.
Probably 10 years ago, this kid was, he was pretty young, too. He had the suction, you know, the hose on the vacuum cleaner, and he stuck his wiener in there, and he had no idea, but there was a tiny blade several inches in and knocked off the tip of his wiener, and he didn't realize that. Could even be done. He felt enormous pain, as you can imagine. And they weren't able. They tried to dig through the bag,
the dust bag
to get it.
The cat hair. And everything else.
All the pubes and everything that's in there, they could not reattach. So people are saying you shouldn't have misused this. This is what the Costco is pushing back, saying if you hadn't misused it, we'd still have them. One guy says, I work at Costco. Grinders are broken at least once a week because of the bizarre things that people are putting in the grinders.
Well, you know, like you, Kelly, I'm not a coffee drinker, but my wife is. And when I go to the grocery store, I do sometimes have to go down the coffee aisle to pick up her coffee. Now, she gets it already pre-ground.
Yes.
Whatever they call that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They may have taken out the grinders there, too. I can't recall now because there used to be for years. But it may be gone.
Yeah, I've seen many grocery stores with that.
Because you'd end up with coffee grounds
all over
on the floor. Because you have to put the bag underneath the grinder.
They compared it to the McDonald's ice cream machine that it gets broken, and then it costs a lot of time and money to fix, and each of the grinders costs about $1,000.
Yeah, here's the problem right here.
Get a wiener in your...
Yeah, somebody shoved a wiener in it.
Oh, yeah, Costco dogs.
Yeah.
The Costco dog went into it. That'll do it.
Somebody grinded their pistachios.
Do the grocery stores still have bulk, like big barrels of candy and, Whoppers and fruits and stuff?
Some probably still do. I don't know if the mainline ones do.
Some of your specialty stores, they still do.
I feel like that's, you overpay for that.
Oh, yeah, but as a kid, all I wanted was bulk candy.
A barrel full of candy? Yeah. How magical was that?
And as an adult, you realize how many people just go barehand and steal it, and you're disgusted by it.
I've done that. I've barehanded.
Oh, so gross.
That would be on Glenn's trashy list. That is one, by the way.
Oh, trash human behaviors?
The candy stealer, yeah.
A P1 named Glenn sent me a list, said, how do you measure? Measure up, Kelly. If you've done one of these things, you trash. And that was one of them, like stealing bulk or taking a bite or two of grapes at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And then not reporting it.
I had an encounter with an older gentleman one time who he just was standing there, and I watched him steal the candy, mm-hmm. and he turned and winked at me.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked, and I was like, don't wink at me after that, mm-hmm. creepo.
Now you're a co-conspirator.
Yeah.
That's right. You're in on that, too.
You're an accessory after the fact.
Trashy if you let your kid kick the back of someone's seat on a plane or at the movies and don't stop them from doing it. Little kids
co-sign.
Well, you see that?
Yeah.
You trash.
More, the airplane, you know, the kids move, but if you're getting kicked during a movie, which has happened to me,
that's
see,
terrible.
That's terrible. So infuriating.
Although your modern movie cinemas,
hard to do.
The seats are 8 feet apart.
No longer a thing. Planes, yeah. definitely.
But they're getting tighter.
Yeah. Not wiping down gym equipment after using it.
Ugh, gross.
It happens.
Disgusting.
If you move on. Some of these things.
Don't they double disinfect after you leave?
Every time.
Yeah.
In fact, after I leave, sometimes there's a class right after me and people will come in and there's streaks of perspiration on the mirror and they'll go, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And the coach just says, Chris was there.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have time to.
You know who was here.
I always see him with the squeegee after I leave. You know, there's so much sweat being flung around.
Now, the times that I have been in a gym in my life, I have always wiped down the equipment.
Okay.
You know, I went through the gym era. In fact, there's a whole planet still after me financially.
How old were you during your gym era?
When was the
we've
gym
known you a
era?
While.
When late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we knew you.
Well, I mean, I think I was here, but I wasn't as vocal about it. But that's, even then, my gym era was like, you know, 2-3 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it wasn't
pretty good.
Every day.
You just do the leg machines?
Yeah, just doing the legs and the walking. But I'd always wipe it down because I thought that was so gross.
Well, you're supposed to. You're supposed to wipe it down.
Yeah.
This is the reason people are mad at ABC News' David Muir. He's the host of World News Tonight on ABC.
I think he's the highest rated of the three old school broadcast networks.
Big time.
He has David Muir, I've never really watched, but he is the highest rated.
He's very polished. He almost always wears a black suit with a white shirt and a black tie.
Correct.
Very polished.
That's right.
And he has magnificent hair.
Fact and fact.
Stunningly handsome.
He's covering the fires in Los Angeles, as you can imagine.
Oh, he went to the scene.
He's on the scene.
You know what they used to call that back in the day? When the lead anchor goes to the place of the story, they call it Bigfooting it.
Mm-hmm. He's Bigfooting.
Mirror's coming.
So apparently...
he's going to Bigfoot the fires.
he was doing the coverage of the fires, fire raging behind him, and he turned his back to the camera to say, look back here over the hills.
Over this ridge, you can see where the...
And viewers, and there's still shots of this now, caught that he had a crimp or something that looks like a clothespin on the back of his shirt to make his torso look more svelte.
No.
So the clamp. He clamped down the back
of his fire jacket?
His fire jacket was clamped.
Oh, Muir.
And several are saying, well, I hope you can show your abs off while my home is burning
down.
Yeah,
he deserves that.
He is getting it with both barrels. Pathetic, narcissistic. I mean, a ton of insults being hurled at David Muir.
Mm.
ABC says using clothes pegs to cinch one's clothing is standard in the business of local
I've
news.
Seen it before done, but in that situation, I think you just put the fire jacket on.
But where you do it, though, is at the anchor desk.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a comment. I mean, I think when people are in studio, it probably happens way more than we would ever know.
They say sit on your jacket to make your...
all right, broadcast news.
I've done this. You sit on your jacket, and it makes you look more polished.
But now they cinch. It looks even
better. You cinch it in the back.
Yeah.
You look great when you're sitting up with good posture.
Why is his arms many, like that?
Yeah.
So many TV people now are standing. They're full view on camera.
Totally different.
You can't clamp.
Muir with a clear clamp on his fire jacket. This reminded Chris Dem of the classic Dan Rather piece. He was Bigfooting in Seattle 25 years ago, and he was wearing an overcoat.
Because it was very cold, and he was on top of a roof with the skyline behind him.
45 minutes before the broadcast, they had a discussion. Well... are we going to wear the coat?
Jeff would prefer to do it without the coat. But on the other hand, I would prefer not to be the frozen anchorman. Yeah. So I don't know.
Green is good because it's sun.
Let's see if they fix the bridge.
Well, you can thank Gene for that because she said take your green coat. You know me. But you know what? If we wear the coat between now and then, I think that we're going to be all right.
All right. 45 minutes to broadcast.
I'll keep residual warmth until the red light comes on.
We're going no coat. 10 minutes later now. What about the collar?
But it looks so windblown this way. I mean, I think the coat looks fine. I agree with you, the coat's subtle. But what do you think?
The
If you do, if you wear the coat, take the collar down.
Definitely not.
You want the collar up?
Absolutely. Nobody wears trench coat with a collar down.
We're not.
That's fashion advice that I still live by. Nobody wears a trench coat with a collar down.
That's right. So they're back.
What if you put the collar down?
No.
That's a hard no.
Folks, we're 10 minutes to broadcast.
Now, we need to make a decision.
I think we should stay.
Coat or no coat?
I think we should go with coat.
He leans in and takes care
of it. You should go with coat.
Do you?
Yeah.
We're a little worried about the coat. We decided to go with it. It's cold. There's no getting around it. And Jeff likes the collar down. I like the collar up, but what can I tell you?
Tell me he didn't listen to Jeff.
He did. Final verdict. Coat. Collar down.
Down.
Jeff won.
I collar up. What am I going to do? I'm outvoted here. Gene said take the green. You know me. That's broadcast news, folks.